When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Showtime Spanish, episode 10.
Es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel, de los ensayos al espectáculo. Este es tu momento. ¡Que se abra el telón!
Hola a todos, ¿qué tal estamos?
Hey, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo os va?
Bueno, esta semana, como sabéis, no tenemos un episodio normal de Showtime Spanish. Este episodio es el segundo capítulo de Verano Español.
Vamos a escuchar el segundo capítulo de Verano Español. Y tras el capítulo, Mark nos explicará el lenguaje que hemos estado utilizando.
Bueno, como sabemos, Laura y Iona están en España para pasar el verano en casa de la tía de Antonio. Antonio, claro, es el marido de Iona y el padre de Laura. In the second episode of Verano Español, we're going to be meeting los vecinos, the neighbors. You'll hear from Teresa, la madre, and Estela, la hija. Estela tiene 16 años también, como Laura. We'll also get to know Fiona. Fiona es la amiga de Laura y ella vive en Escocia. And we'll hear what news Fiona has for Laura today. Bueno, es hora de presentaros el segundo capítulo de Verano Español. Laura y Iona están en el jardín. Están tratando de decidir lo que van a hacer.
What are we going to do today, Mum?
Well, there is quite a bit of work to do in the house before we do anything else.
But we need to have a look around to see what there is in the town. Dad says the park's really nice.
Laura, we've got the whole summer to go to the park. We've just arrived. There is loads to do in the house. And you, young lady, haven't even unpacked yet.
Teresa está en el jardín de al lado. Les saluda a Iona y a Laura.
Hola, buenos días. Vosotros sois los nuevos vecinos, ¿no? Me llamo Teresa.
Hola, me llamo Iona.
Y yo soy Laura.
Tenéis que disculparme por lo de anoche. Yo estaba con mi hija en casa de mi hermana y no sabía que mi hijo iba a dar una fiesta. Y había tanta gente y me han dicho que había mucho ruido y mucha música y de verdad que lo siento mucho. Y ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos, dejándome la casa hecha un desastre. De verdad que lo siento mucho. Qué mala primera impresión.
Ah, lo siento. No entiendo.
Se lo explico a mi madre. She said that she's sorry about the noise last night. Her son had a party.
¡Ah! ¡Sois inglesas! ¡Qué bien!
Pues inglesas no, escocesas sí.
¡Ay, lo siento! Bueno, pero tú hablas español perfectamente, casi sin acento. ¿Cómo es que...?
Es que mi padre es de aquí. Esta es la casa de su tía.
¡No me digas! ¿Eres la hija de Antonio? ¡Pero qué guapa estás!
Gracias. Y esta es mi madre.
Ay, lo siento, no hablo inglés. Encantada. Es que yo conocí a Antonio cuando éramos niños.
Teresa and your dad when he was young.
That's amazing.
¿Está aquí Antonio?
No, es que está trabajando. Vivimos en Escocia y nosotras estamos aquí para pasar el verano. Va a venir dentro de 2 o 3 semanas.
¿Qué me dices? Pero dime, ¿cuántos años tienes, hija?
16.
Pues mi hija tiene 16 años también. Espera que la llame. ¡Estela! ¡Ven! ¡Ven aquí, que quiero que conozcas a alguien!
Are you following, Mum?
I think so. Does she have a daughter?
Yeah, who's 16 too.
There you go.
Bueno, os presento a mi hija, Estela. Di algo en inglés, Estela.
Mamá. Hola.
Hola, soy Laura. Y esta es mi madre, Iona.
Encantada.
Así podrás practicar tu inglés, Estela.
No te preocupes. Mi padre me dice lo mismo. Siempre quiere que hable español.
Algunos días han pasado. Laura y Estela han pasado mucho tiempo juntas y ahora se conocen un poco más.
Mi hermano vuelve mañana. Se acabó la tranquilidad.
Tienes suerte. Siempre he querido tener un hermano.
Si conocieras a mi hermano, no dirías eso. Es más pesado que una vaca en brazos.
¿Que una vaca en brazos?
Sí, una vaca. Muu, muu. En tus brazos. No sé, es una expresión.
Ah, vale.
Oye, hay una fiesta este fin de semana en Puerto Azul. Me preguntaba si querrías venir.
Pues, no sé. Tendré que preguntarle a mi madre. No sé si va a dejarme ir. Siempre se preocupa.
¿Qué tal tu madre? ¿Qué tal lleva el español? ¿Va aprendiendo un poco más?
Sí, pero le cuesta entender a la gente porque siempre habla muy deprisa y ella no se entera de nada.
Eso es exactamente lo que pasa con mi inglés.
Maybe I should be speaking to you in English.
¡Ay, por Dios, no!
Por lo menos cuando hables con mi madre, quizás le puedas hablar en inglés.
Pero no hablo nada de inglés. Tengo tanta vergüenza de hablarlo, sobre todo cuando te oigo hablar castellano.
Sí, pero mi padre siempre me ha hablado en castellano, así que por eso, pues, me defiendo, me las apaño.
Bueno, oye, en cuanto a la fiesta, ¿qué te parece?
Mira, la verdad es que no tengo mucho dinero y si está en Puerto Azul, ¿cómo iríamos y cuánto costaría?
No te preocupes por eso. Podemos ir juntas. Mi madre nos puede llevar porque su hermana vive en Puerto Azul. Y para volver después, pues bueno, ya hablaremos de eso.
¿Segura?
Sí, segura. Con respecto al dinero, mira, no te lo tomes mal, pero te voy a proponer una cosa.
¿Sí?
Pues, como sabes, trabajo en la panadería en la Plaza San Javier.
¿Sí?
Pues es que mi jefe hoy me ha dicho que está buscando a alguien que pueda trabajar 2 o 3 días a la semana. ¿Quieres que le diga que te interesa?
Pues sí. Claro, tendré que hablar con mi madre.
Vaya, como siempre.
Por lo menos estará contenta porque ella quiere que pase el mayor tiempo posible hablando español. Y en la panadería pasaría todo el tiempo hablando con la gente.
Eso sí que es verdad. Mira, hablaré con mi jefe mañana mismo.
Gracias, muchas gracias. Y por lo de la fiesta ya lo hablaremos, ¿vale?
Sí, sí. Oye, me tengo que ir. Nos vemos mañana, ¿vale?
Sí, perfecto.
Laura está hablando por teléfono con Fiona, su amiga de Escocia.
She's really nice, and I think she's going to get me a job at the bakery where she works.
Cool! Or should I say, muy bien.
¿Estás practicando tu español?
Yeah, I'll need to for when I come to visit you.
¿Entonces vas a poder venir?
Hang on. Voy a venir el 5 de agosto.
¡Qué bien! Listen, I'd better go. It's expensive to phone.
Laura, before you go, I was just wondering...
What?
I was just wondering if you'd heard from Jack.
No, actually. I thought he'd have texted me today. Why are you asking?
No reason. It's nothing. Anyway, I better go.
Hang on, my phone's just beeped. Maybe that's him now. Oh my goodness. Jack wants to have a break. Did you know about this, Fiona?
Oh, Laura, I'm so sorry. It's just that I saw Jack last night with Lucy. And, well, he didn't really seem like he was missing you much.
What? I need to go.
Well, every telenovela should have a good cliffhanger at the end of an episode. We'll need to wait until episode 15 of Showtime Spanish to find out what happens.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As someone who's working on Spanish at an intermediate level, you may also be interested in our Coffee Break Spanish magazine podcast. This is a podcast for intermediate learners, and we focus on texts, which allow you to develop your linguistic knowledge and also your cultural knowledge. We have presenters from Spain and also various parts of Latin America, so you'll be building your understanding of different accents throughout the series. Find out more about the Coffee Break Spanish magazine at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Hopefully you've recognized a lot of words and phrases that we've covered in previous weeks in Showtime Spanish in this episode of Verano Español. Did you notice, for example, that when Laura talked about her mastery of the Spanish language, she said, me defiendo, me las apaño, a couple of phrases that José had used in his intermedio. And how did Teresa describe the state of the house after her son's party? She described it as hecha un desastre. Hopefully you recognised a number of other phrases that we've covered in Showtime Spanish within this episode of Verano Español. And as usual, there are full notes in this week's lesson guide, which is available from the website. Now, with Verano Español, we do things slightly differently. I have 7 questions for you. They're in Spanish, and you're going to be working with me to produce answers to these questions. And hopefully the questions and answers will help you understand further the story of Verano Español. Let's begin. Pregunta número uno. ¿Quién es Teresa? Okay, so that's a fairly straightforward question. ¿Quién es Teresa? Who is Teresa? That Teresa is Ayona and Laura's neighbor. Teresa es la vecina de Ayona y Laura. Or vecina, depending on where you are. So she lives in the next door house, in the house next door. And if you go back to the episode where we were talking about my experience in Gerona, when the person on the next table was smoking, I spoke about la mujer en la mesa de al lado. So in the next door table. It works the same way with houses. So she lives in the next door house. Vive en la casa de al lado. And finally, add in that she's Estela's mother. Es la madre de Estela. So the whole answer to that question, ¿quién es Teresa?, could be something like, Teresa es la vecina de Ayona y Laura. Vive en la casa de al lado. Es la madre de Estela. Número 2. ¿Cómo conoce Teresa a Antonio? So we could say that Teresa knew Antonio when they were children. Let's think about the tense here. Which tense would we use to say Teresa knew Antonio when they were children? Well, it's describing a situation in the past, and it's not something that happened suddenly as part of a narrative. So we would use the imperfect. But the imperfect tense of which verb? There are two verbs in Spanish for to know, saber and conocer. Which one would you use here? Es conocer, because conocer is to know a person. So Teresa conocía in the imperfect, or conocía, a Antonio. I have to use the personal a there. Teresa conocía a Antonio when they were children. Which tense? The imperfect again. So the imperfect of to be. And which to be is it? Is it ser or estar? It's ser, of course. So cuando eran niños. Teresa conocía a Antonio cuando eran niños. Let's practice our tenses a little more using the verb conocer. How would you say Teresa got to know Antonio last year? That would be Teresa conoció a Antonio el año pasado. So conoció, preterite tense, or conoció. And what about Teresa got to know Antonio this week? Well, the phrase this week should probably trigger in your mind the perfect tense. So this week, esta semana, Teresa ha conocido a Antonio, or ha conocido a Antonio. Esta semana, Teresa ha conocido a Antonio. So the perfect tense is very often triggered by the esta semana, this week, or this morning, or this afternoon, or even this month, and so on. Let's move on to our next question. Número 3. ¿Qué pasó anoche? So, what does the question mean? ¿Qué pasó anoche? What happened anoche last night? ¿Qué pasó anoche? Well, Teresa's son had a party. How would we translate that into Spanish? So, Teresa's son had a party becomes the son of Teresa gave a party. El hijo de Teresa dio una fiesta. Dio, the preterite tense. El hijo de Teresa dio una fiesta. Okay, let's continue. Now he has gone on holiday with his friends. And here I'd like you to use irse de vacaciones. So, irse is the reflexive form of the verb ir. So, now he has gone off on holiday. The tense should be the perfect tense. Ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos. Or, ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos. And everything is left up in the air, meaning the house is a disaster. We could say, y la casa está hecha un desastre. I wonder if you can remember the other phrase that José taught us. Everything has been turned upside down. It had something to do with animal feet or paws. You could say, todo está patas arriba. So, we would say, ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos y todo está patas arriba. And let's add in, Teresa is not happy. Teresa no está contenta. Let's do the whole answer. So, ¿qué pasó anoche? Teresa's son had a party. El hijo de Teresa dio una fiesta. Now he's gone off on holiday with his friends and everything's upside down. Ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos y todo está patas arriba. Teresa isn't happy. Teresa no está contenta. El hijo de Teresa dio una fiesta. Ahora se ha ido de vacaciones con sus amigos y todo está patas arriba. Teresa no está contenta. Muy bien. Pues entonces vamos a seguir con el número 4. Pregunta número 4. ¿Por qué está avergonzada Estela? Avergonzada is one word to say embarrassed. Dar vergüenza a alguien is to embarrass someone. So why is Estela embarrassed? Well, she was embarrassed because her mother wanted her to speak in English. So how would we say Estela is embarrassed because her mother wants her to speak English? So to begin with, Estela está avergonzada or avergonzada porque her mother wants her to speak English. So there are two subjects here. So it's her mother who's wanting, but it will be her who will be doing the speaking in English. So we need a subjunctive. Her mother wants that she speaks in English. Su madre quiere que hable en inglés. Estela está avergonzada porque su madre quiere que hable en inglés. So we could add to this, Laura explains that her father also does the same. Laura explica que su padre también hace lo mismo. So Laura explains that her father also does the same, hace lo mismo. Laura explica que su padre también hace lo mismo. Número 5. ¿Qué pasa en Puerto Azul este fin de semana? So, what's happening in Puerto Azul this weekend? Well, Estela is going to a party. Estela va a una fiesta. Let's try the next part. She wants Laura to go too. But Laura will have to speak to her mum. So she wants Laura to go too would become she wants that Laura goes too, using the subjunctive. Quiere que Laura vaya también. Vaya coming from ir. Quiere que Laura vaya también. But Laura will have to speak to her mum. Pero Laura tendrá que hablar con su madre. Remember, in Spanish, hablar con su madre as opposed to hablar a su madre. So the whole answer, Estela va a una fiesta. Quiere que Laura vaya también, pero Laura tendrá que hablar con su madre. Pregunta número 6. ¿Qué idea tiene Estela para ayudarle a Laura con su problema de dinero? So, what idea does Estela have para ayudarle a Laura to help Laura con su problema de dinero, with her little financial problem? So, Estela wants Laura to work in the bakers. Again, another double subject here, so more subjunctives. Estela quiere que Laura trabaje en la panadería. So, Estela quiere que Laura trabaje en la panadería. She wants that Laura works in the bakers. Her boss is looking for someone who can work 2 or 3 days per week. So, her boss, su jefe, is looking, we can use the progressive here, está buscando for someone. Now, buscar is to look for. But remember here, we are looking for a person, so we need a personal a. Su jefe está buscando a alguien. And this is tricky. Who can work 2 or 3 days per week? We've got to ask ourselves, does this person exist? We don't yet know if this person exists. So there's an element of doubt there. Therefore, we need a subjunctive. Su jefe está buscando a alguien que pueda trabajar 2 o 3 días a la semana. So, su jefe está buscando a alguien que pueda trabajar 2 o 3 días a la semana. Let's run through that one again. So the question is, ¿qué idea tiene Estela para ayudarle a Laura con su problema de dinero? Estela wants Laura to work in the bakers. Estela quiere que Laura trabaje en la panadería. Her boss is looking for someone who can work 2 or 3 days per week. Su jefe está buscando a alguien que pueda trabajar 2 o 3 días a la semana. Y finalmente, pregunta número 7. ¿Qué ha visto Fiona? So, what has Fiona seen? Visto coming from ver. What has Fiona seen? Well, Fiona has seen Laura's boyfriend with another girl. Fiona ha visto al novio de Laura. Remember, we need a personal a in there. And of course, Laura's boyfriend becomes the boyfriend of Laura. So, Fiona ha visto al novio de Laura with another girl. Con otra chica. Fiona ha visto al novio de Laura con otra chica. So that's where Verano Español was left this week, and that's where we're going to leave it too. So that's it for another episode of Showtime Spanish, and indeed, a second episode of Verano Español. There will be more from Laura and Estela and everyone else in Verano Español in episode 15 of Showtime. In the meantime, we'll be back with more normal Showtime content, in fact, after the holidays. The second season of Showtime will begin mid-January. Now, in the meantime, we'd like some feedback from you. As you can probably imagine, quite a bit goes into each episode of Showtime. We've got a number of people working together to produce the episodes. We record in different places, and we try to bring everything together for each episode. We'd like to hear what you think about Showtime. There are a number of ways of doing this. You can post a message on the blog. That's at showtimespanish.com and click on Lesson Library. So any one of the episodes there has an option for comments. Simply leave your comment. Indeed, you can do so about multiple episodes. Let us know what you think about each episode. We'd really like to encourage everyone to post a review on iTunes. That way Showtime gets a bit more exposure, and hopefully more people will find out about it. I'll put a link on the website so that you've got a nice easy way to get access to the reviews section in iTunes. So you've got 2 or 3 weeks now to go over all the content that we've covered so far in Showtime. And if you've been sitting on the fence wondering whether it's the right time to get the bonus materials, the sale is still on in our store. So using the coupon code HOLIDAYS08, you'll be able to buy the bonus materials right up until the 31st of December. And that's 20% off the total cost of the 6-month membership. Bueno, Alba ya está en España para pasar Navidades con su familia. José lleva a su familia a España para pasar Navidades con su familia allí. Y yo me quedo aquí con mi familia aquí en Escocia. De parte de todo el equipo de Showtime Spanish y de parte de todo el equipo de Radio Lingua, me gustaría desearos Feliz Navidad y un próspero Año Nuevo de 2009. Venga, hasta la próxima. You'll be understood from Madrid to Bogotá, Peru, Argentina to Nicaragua. No matter where you go, you'll have amigos. Break a leg, take a bow. It's Showtime. podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.